The numbers are from 2006, so they're 3 years old, but they do provide a baseline of how many uninsured there were before the recession. Vilas County had Wisconsin's highest percentage of uninsured at nearly 18%. Waukesha County, at 7%, had the lowest. Those numbers are expected to rise along with unemployment. Robert Craig from Citizen Action Wisconsin says 70% of people get health coverage through their job.
If unemployment moves up towards the 10% level, which looks inevitable right now, more and more people, families, will be without coverage because they lost their connection to the health insurance system when they lost their job.
Families USA tried to tabulate how many people will lose health coverage between the start of the recession and 2010. In Wisconsin, the group predicted 70,000 more people would not have insurance. Craig says that uncertainty about the future is why reform is needed.
Even though the number of uninsured is going up in Wisconsin and nationally, most people have coverage. What's driving the demand for health care reform is insecurity, that people know they're one job loss away, one change in their employer's benefits policy away from losing their coverage.
Right now, health reform plans are stalled as Congress takes its August recess. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.